Hello everyone and welcome to the APACD podcast. My name is Arun Sudhaman. I'm editor-in-chief at Provoke Media and I'm very happy to be joined today by someone who I've known for a long time. It's Linda Lee, who is a new APACD board member, most recently director of communications and marketing at health tech startup Doquity, and previously spent several years at LinkedIn, at MSL, at other agencies. Linda, how are you doing?
I'm good. It's amazing to be here. Thank you, Arun, for having me.
And from what I understand, this is your first podcast where you're being interviewed.
Ever. First ever. You're so right. We always put people on these like platforms and we never do that for ourselves.
Okay. Well, this platform is for you.
That's the job. Thank you. I'm so pleased to be here. Thank you.
Excellent. So I think you know the format pretty well. I think hopefully by now this is, I think this is the fourth or fifth of these we've done. So hopefully our listeners know the format pretty well. We are looking for lessons you've learned during your career, during your life. And we're looking for you to share them for the benefit of our listeners. And as always, we start off with what's one lesson you can share from your career?
Yeah, love that question. Got me thinking a lot, to be honest, because I wouldn't be where I am. I think the cliche goes, without a trusted board of advisors. You know, with companies, you have board of directors. In your career, you should always find a trusted board of advisors. Mm-hmm. They are the people who saw and believe in your potential before you know it. They're always wiser, they're kinder. They make you believe that you're more than who you are, because you truly become that person and sometimes even more. It really happened for me. I'll give you an example, right? Mm-hmm. When I first interned at Ogilvy PR, my manager was this lady called Yvette T. She was like this amazing diplomat who took her career took her to Geneva and London. I was so inspired by her journey. I decided I wanted to be out of Singapore, right? Mm. I was schooled here. I grew up here, but I told myself that I think I'll do myself justice and really learn more if I'm out of my comfort zone. So I took off to Shanghai in 27. So the rest is history. That was almost 17 years ago. My career just changed completely. I learned about digital disruption in China. That was QQ days. Remember that, Arun?
Yes, I do.
It was completely WeChat, pre-WeChat days, right? All the social media companies was coming up. So digital was really, really in the forefront during the era. And at that time when I was in China, every global brand wants to be in China. I didn't just have the front row seat. I was in the driver's seat for those years and have so many people to thank, right? I mean, Darren Burns, as you know, he was running Weber Shandwick, who hired me. Baxter Jolly, chairman at that time. Lina Pua, my previous manager at Golin. And now, right, at LinkedIn, just more recently, these are people, Roger Pua, who actually started APACD, by the way.
Oh, wow.
One of the founding members, right? So these gentlemen and ladies have shaped me for who I am as a professional for the last two decades, to be honest. So yeah, find and gain the trusted board of advisors for your career. That's the most important thing that I've learned over the years.
Yeah, that's it's very useful advice, I think. Do you see enough younger people who are coming into the business, do you see them taking a similar approach in terms of the advice that they're getting?
I would say that it's almost a gap, right? People who are obviously more extroverted, more outspoken. I have like strangers who are younger reaching out to me on LinkedIn and asking me for advice on all kinds of things, right? From burnout to career breaks to how do you become a better comms professional, right? So these I appreciate, but I also realize that they're also the more privileged people who have access, right? You know, who have the, I guess, you know, the guts, I don't know, the courage to reach out to people. I think there's a lot more out there who has not done that. And, you know, I think through platform like these, through the podcast, I would love to, you know, invite people who just want to learn, right? And really reach out to the people that you believe will have a connection with you and that you want to learn from them. And it's vice versa. I learn so much from these people that I talk to too.
Yeah. It's actually very interesting that you talked about you know, whether someone's personality actually determines how likely they are to ask for help. Perhaps it's harder for introverts.
And also, I think people who may not necessarily feel like they're in control of their career too, sometimes they just need a little bit of that nudge. You know, they just might be more reactive. I would imagine some people might be that. But I know Gen Z are a bit different these days. So that was me about 20 years ago. But, you know, I think people now are feeling like they need to be in control of the choices, the decisions they make on their career, and the kind of people they want to connect with, right?
Yeah.
So I think times have changed a little bit from where I was 20 years ago.
Sure. Well, hopefully this advice is, I think, universal and applicable to all generations. But if not, maybe someone from Gen Z can get in touch and let us know why we're wrong. okay. Next question. A lesson, please, from the communications work that you have done that you can share.
I love this quote by this very famous professor called Bruce Lee. I think he said it best, but it's said by a lot of other people. Be like water. It speaks to like going with the flow, how you can go through the cracks and then, you know, be like water and find the form that is required of that situation, right? But you know what is the twist? What be like water means? He discovered that no matter how hard he struck the water, he could never hurt it.
Right.
It seemed weak, but it could penetrate the hardest substance in the world. It's formless, adaptable. So he wants to be like that. And I thought it's so appropriate for comms people.
And for Asians.
And honestly, Arun, yes, very much. And you know, I felt that I learned that only later part of my career, not in the early days. In the early days, I'll just say, right, I mean, I find it really, really hard to accept rejections and failures.
Right.
It's almost embarrassing to talk about them, right?
Yeah.
And also, my early days, I started as a consultant, right? Clients also find it really hard to hear no's, right? So I think that is really hard, right? Especially when you're younger, you have less confidence. But, you know, over the years, as I move in-house, you know, working with companies, there's something that I learned, right? Which is what I have to do a lot more. It's called stakeholder management and managing up. The more senior you are, the reality is you just spend more time investing in it, building relationships. But I think the most important thing is to find common goals and vision. And be one team, right? So this be like water quote from Bruce Lee was so appropriate because it's so true. It's an art, right? It's not about, you know, egos or finding your own agenda. It goes beyond consensus building. It's really about embracing those differences between leaders and, you know, directions and also the change, right? That we're all experiencing at companies all the time.
Yeah.
You know, so that's the piece that I felt, resonated most with me in recent years. I also became a new mother, right? You know, my daughter is turning 3. You know, you just have to roll with the punches this day. I think now they call this growth mindset.
Yeah.
Right? But I think Bruce Lee said the best. I just felt like so visual and it's something that I resonated so strongly with and I remember it really well.
It's great advice for so many situations, I think. And yes, definitely in terms of the work you do in comms, but you know, I think for brands as well, for example, I think they can learn a lot from that kind of mentality. I think it's, in a way, it's a little different perhaps from the mentality you sometimes get elsewhere, where there's, you know, more of a focus on this kind of, you know, being the alpha. But yeah, I love that. I love that quote. And a little like you, actually, it's only started to make sense to me in recent years, where I think I understand it now better than I used to.
Yeah. I mean, to be honest, there's so many things we can't control. One big one is happening right now, the massive layoffs, right? And the tech winter that we have. Coming off the tech industry, I think as comms leader and comms profession, we just need to think about this reality, right? For people who are laid off, sometimes it's just easier, right? I don't have to deal with the things that are going on in the company. But for people who still have a comms job, right now, chasing profitability is king.
Yeah.
It's all about cost. right? It's about efficiency, it's about productivity. So the question I will ask, I guess, our audience here is, how can comms be a part of it, right? Mm-hmm. And my short-term view is, I think B2B comms might be king for a lot of companies now, right? That reinvesting a lot more into their clients, right? Because it drives revenue.
Yeah.
But in the longer term, right, comms should also be imperative, right? That's how we believe comms should be.
Yeah.
If companies care about their reputation with their users, their clients, with the stakeholders, governments, whatnot, you know, comms should continue to be an investment area. But the reality is with the layoffs, it's really challenging, right? So I think we need to, again, be like water, right?
Mm-hmm.
How do we find the areas where we can shape things? I think Arun, you and I, we talk a lot about it during our last Provoke Summit.
Mm-hmm.
For example, internal comms is one piece that, you know, you want to continue to motivate your people, whoever's left, right?
Yeah.
And then the other piece is thinking about the broader kind of societal help, mm-hmm. which is the whole ESG piece, right? How can we be part of this whole thing that is happening to us that we can't control, but we need to be in that driver's seat again, right? To really think about what comms can truly bring value.
Yeah, you hope that, I guess, the baby isn't thrown out with the bathwater, right? That even in this tech winter, companies aren't losing sight of how important their reputations are and how important communications is, and indeed how important employee engagement is, especially at a time like this. But as we've learned, you know, during the pandemic, really at any time. It's an interesting time, but I guess we will see how it all pans out. Okay, third question. A lesson that you can share from your personal life.
Yeah, I just heard the podcast that you did with Shruti Bose. I love what she said about joy of missing out. I must say that I secretly do, but she's super brave to own
Jomo.
It. So Shruti, you own it. Yes, Jomo, yes. I love it. So if you haven't listened to it, you should listen to it, everyone. I guess my biggest lesson is always having that player mindset, not the victim mindset. I'll give you a funny story, Arun. I always felt that my story is one of later grams all my life.
Mm-hmm.
like I got married late. I decided to do my MBA so late.
Mm-hmm.
I quit my job late too. But all these are super counterintuitive, right? Like to me, because I never felt like there was a timeline I need to rush personally. As comms professional, you always have all kinds of timelines, right? But like personally, I never did that. But also to me, part of the learning is I felt like on hindsight, I was adopting kind of the player mindset. I was not trying to control things that I can't control, like meeting a man or like, you know, getting the next director level job. Mm-hmm. I'm really pursuing things I can in the meantime, because I believe that that brings me joy and that brings me confidence. It encourages me to be the person that I want to be.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, when I finally met my husband so much later in London, I got married at 36, became a mother at 39. I felt like I was a disaster at timelines, right? You know, so again, not an inspiration here. Like, I don't encourage that because it's really tiring to be running around a 2-year-old at you know, now 41. But I think the other piece is, now at 42, I was let go during this recession, which I didn't need another break, right?
Yeah.
So I'm applying this lesson to this situation, right? Every day, I'm just reminding myself to live in the present, enjoying the time. And not afraid about the next great role that I want. You know, I still want to contribute to brands. I still want to build teams. And this is what I do. And it has been me for the last 20 years, right?
Yeah.
But I told myself I'm not a victim of the situation and I can focus on myself and the great things around me, right? So, I mean, just a small plug for my fellow comms friend out there who have been let go. It's hard. You know, it's rough, as I was just sharing with you, I was looking for the next job. But hang in there, we're really meant for greater things and better things, right? So, again, I welcome people to connect with me. If you want to talk about this journey, I would love for find a job buddy during this time. I think there's so much we can learn from one another. And for people who are still managing comms during this time, it's tough, right?
Yeah.
But you're the best people who can do this.
Yeah, indeed. I think there's, you know, and you know, for anyone who has lost their job during this period, then I think there is strength in numbers, right? And we've seen that, I think, in terms of some of the relationships that are formed and connections via APACD as well. But it's hard, isn't it? I think, as you've described, it's not easy to not see yourself as a victim. I think we are all kind of conditioned by this sort of pursuit of titles and jobs and capital, mm-hmm. and it can be difficult. So I feel like you make it sound easy, but I'm sure that you know, it takes kind of courage and hard work to actually think that way.
Yeah, I had a 7-month break before I took on that startup role, and I would say that, you know, it taught me that my work identity is not everything that I am. I love comms. Mm-hmm. It is a long part of my journey, but it is not what I am only, right? Yeah. I'm so much more than just my work, right?
Absolutely.
So in any shape and form, I think we will just grow, right? In through this like challenging time, and I'm positive, as you know. So I chose to tell myself that this time I need to be in the mindset where I feel like a player.
Exactly. And you're totally right. And I just hope that this is a view that's becoming more widespread, particularly I think in some Asian markets, where I think there is still sometimes this kind of conservative view around career and jobs and so on. And that really is sort of your life mission, when, you know, it shouldn't be. I don't think you should ever define yourself by just solely the work you do.
Yeah, totally.
All right. So one piece of advice for your younger self, what is it?
My favorite question. I would say, you know, I have so many thoughts because I'm thinking through this question, but the one thing that really stood out was taking time. Because the best thing in life are usually unexpected. Mm-hmm. Take time to process your own feelings and thoughts. In my 20s, I was so ambitious. I was such a go-getter. I'm not saying that I'm not one now, but I have come down a lot. I've, you know, chill a little bit more. I'm always in a rush and I can't be unproductive, right? You know, so I always felt like there's a fire in my belly that I needed to keep going. But now I tell myself, I want to focus on my well-being. I want to be more thoughtful. I want to be a better and kinder listener, right? I think the happiest person to hear this is my husband. so yeah, take time, right? And I'll share one example that I am still very grateful to today. Before I had my child, I had a miscarriage too, you know, so everyone tells us it's common because your body is not used to it and all kinds of things happen, right? And then the best advice that my boss at the time, Roger Poa at LinkedIn, told me was, take time.
Yeah,
don't need to tell me when you're coming back. You know, take time to grieve, take time to be whole again, you know, and just take time to be the person that you want to be, right? Yeah. So I thought that was the best advice. And whenever anybody is going through any change, I have a colleague who moved from Brazil to Singapore, I still take time. You don't need to rush to become more Singaporean. You don't need to rush to become more Asian. That's not you, right? So take time. And I think it stuck me well for a long time. It's really hard for younger people, I must say. But yeah, that's the best advice that I can give.
It's great advice. I think it's something that we do lose sight of when we're younger for various reasons.
yes.
But time is really the most precious of all commodities. And, you know, I think we all want more of it, but it does solve so many things, right? Maybe not solve them, but it helps with so many things. Mm-hmm. You know, I see it myself often with things that we're doing, whether it's in the business or whatever. And I often think to myself, well, in 12 months, everything will look quite different, because you just get the value, the accrued value of time to change things. And I think that is, it's very valuable advice.
Thank you.
So thank you very much, Linda. And yeah, stay in touch, and you know, best wishes as you navigate this tech winter. I'm sure
you find me somewhere else. Who knows?
Yeah, perhaps. But I'm sure you will be, as you've said, you're a player, and you will be making the most of it, regardless.
Mm-hmm. And again, my offer stands. Anybody listening to this podcast, if you're hoping to find someone to journey with you during this challenging time, I'm here. Reach me on LinkedIn. And I'm happy to speak to anybody.
Great. Take care, Linda, and thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you, Arun.